Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here on the Blog Talk Radio, NPA Blog Talk Radio, and we are here with the first fruits on Friday, part two. Let's go back through those doors and enjoy the service.
But you've been wanting to start with faith. God is going to help you. Start it with faith. I bless you. That's the prophecy I received on November 9th. And I read it because you are a part of me and I'm a part of you. And I don't want my faith to be on at a 20 and yours be at a 2. I want us to grow together as whatever God is doing, let's do it together. And I think you needed to know what the Lord is saying so we can have the same mind. God bless you. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. And I read this as a prophecy that came from Christ Jesus, our Lord, through and he uses people. God bless you. I'm through here today. That you might consider that my message. Amen. On Friday here. God bless you. We had a great time on the youth prayer line. I mean, they had a great time. I didn't get a chance to make it last night. We had a great time at my brother's church as we preached. Finished. And the greatest time I had it was a great time preaching there. Oh, my God. And the Lord moved in such a great way. Amen. And we preached that to him. And he was inspired, I believe. But then at the close of the service, we finished about 9, well, about 2 or 3 minutes to 9. I got on the blog line, and while I was getting changed, I began to thank God 1,000 times on the blog line, get all my clothes together and everything, and took them to the car, still thanking God. I walked out to the auditorium, amen, just thanking God through the people, just thanking, thank you, thank you. Then got in the car, picked up my mother, took her back to her house, just thanked him all the way, and my mother was thanking God with me as we were in the car, just thanking the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Giving God 1,000 praises. Got back to the house, opened the garage, still thanking him. Took her inside, thanking the Lord on the blog line. And then we just sit there as she was in her chair, just thanking God. Oh, what a wonderful time. I shall never forget that the rest of my life. Amen. I was thanking God with my mother. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. That's my praise report. I'm opening the line to you the rest of the time. God bless you. If you got a praise report, let's take 4 or 5 praise reports. 3 or 4, 4 or 5. Who has a praise report? The line
good
is
morning.
Open to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and to all of you that are on the prayer line. I'm so happy this morning to be a part of the prayer line. The Lord woke me up at 5 minutes after 5, and I praise God for that. I had a wonderful night of rest last night. Went to bed and went to sleep and didn't wake up until this morning, 5 minutes after 5. And I'm just so happy and glad to know that the Lord, I'm still alive, and the Lord has blessed me and brought me safe thus far. Yes, we went to service on last night, at my younger son's anniversary, and Dr. Johnson preached, my God, as never before. I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord was in the place, and I swear, the Spirit of the Lord is as liberty, and I enjoyed the Lord and felt His presence so greatly within my soul, and I thank God. Went to sleep last night, and in my sleep, I heard that message. Finished it. Oh, finished it. Oh, my God. I thank God. I learned to dream about the work of the Lord. And God just was with me in the message. I could hear that message. And I praise God for it. And I thank God for each of you. And I love you, every one of you. And you can't do a thing about it. Just pray for Mother Johnson that God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you.
My 94-year-old mother. Amen, Mother Ellie Johnson, the mother to the nation. God bless you. Anyone else with a praise report? I'm receiving them this morning in behalf of the Lord. Come on. You have one?
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson.
from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just want to thank and praise God for a good night's sleep. And the blood is still running warm, little baby. I just thank him for his goodness and his mercy. I thank him because he blessed me to get my couch out of the layaway. So I say thank you, Jesus. It's been a long time coming, but it's finally made it. And I thank him, I thank him, I thank him.
Thank
him so much because there's nothing that I ask for. I don't get it. He gave me this scripture and Psalms 18. I had to read the whole scripture. And he was talking about he was well pleased with my work and that I have been obedient to his word. So I just thank and praise God for the goodness and his mercy that he allowed me to be in the service of the Lord. Amen.
Bless you, Brother Johnson from Indianapolis. God bless you. All right, who's next? You have a praise report. Go ahead.
Dolores Washington from Louisiana. Praise God and thank God for you, Chief Ambassador Bernard, and all of your ambassadors, affiliates, and your elects, and to Mother Johnson and to Lady Betty, all of you, all the saints of God on this line. I'm so encouraged this morning. I feel so good down in my sanctified soul. God is good, and he is good, and he's so worthy to be praised. And I just thank God as I continue this walk of faith. You know, it's just been like, you know, anything that I have on my mind, God has it in his hand and in his heart. And I had two things that I needed to be taken care of. And in my vision, I kept seeing paid in full, even before these things came into existence. I kept seeing paid in full. I kept walking through the house. I could be reading, and I could see paid in full. And when these things did come and they surfaced, they were paid in full. And I thank God for that. I didn't even tell anybody. I didn't even take it to prayer, but it was on my mind. It was in God's heart, and it was in his hand. And I praise God, and I thank God for all of you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Dolores Washington. God bless you. Anyone else with a praise report this morning? The line is open
yes.
to you.
Praise God. This is Prophetess-elect Ambassador Gilchrist from Arkansas. Amen. I'm so excited this morning. I give honor to our Heavenly Father, Jesus, in the finish of our faith. I praise God for you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, and the floor has already been addressed. I just want to give God this praise report, and I thank God for all of you for the unity of prayer. I see this as a miracle. We prayed for no rain. It stormed all night, but nothing happened. It was a couple of sprinkles, but it didn't rain. The sun was shining. Even though we moved the venue inside because the powers that be above me didn't have that level of faith. But glory to God, they saw the power of God and the spoken word when believers come together. I sent the man of God and the prayer line prayed, no rain. We will not have any rain. Amen. And it was an blessed event, ceremony where all state officials, city officials, government officials, everybody that was somebody in Arkansas attended that event. It was a blessing to see all nationalities, colors, people come together as one for prayer and honoring the first responders of 9/11 and the lives and the family of those who lost their lives in remembrance of them. God bless all of you and have a wonderful day. And remember, there's somebody outside around you waiting on the manifestations of the sons of God. I hope the sons of God won't be found sitting, talking, sleeping, slipping, dipping, gossiping, but on their post to do the will of God. God bless every one of you.
God bless you. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, anyone else with the praise report? Think about maybe we'll extend it a couple more. Couple more. Anyone else have a praise report? The line is open to you.
Good morning.
And this is Dr. Lacey. I thank God for what he has done for me. I had the opportunity to go to my cardiologist on Monday, try to feel loose for 3 months. Went to the kidney doctor yesterday. He gave me another 3 months. And I thank God for all that he has done in my life, because he's been a real, real healer. Honor to Dr. Johnson, ambassadors, and all of the prayer line this morning, all of the officers. God bless you. And I continue to solicit your prayers, Brother Johnson, all of you. I continue to solicit your prayers for deeper and deeper walk with God. God has been so good to me. Thank him for everything.
God bless you. That's Dr. Mary Lacey. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Dr. Lacey. All right, anyone else? I have a praise report.
Good morning, this is Sister Peterson.
All right.
When the pastor John and I think, praise God, for what you do. It's not things that keep me. Even though things not like they should be, but God still keep me. I'm not complaining. I'm just thanking God that he's keeping me and he hasn't left me. And I continue to bless and praise his name. So whatever goes on, I'm still going to bless and praise his name. So thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, all right. God bless all of you with praise reports. To the prayer request this morning, if you have a prayer request, the line is open to you if you want to give a prayer request. Amen. In fact, I got, looking at the clock here, I got time for maybe one more praise report. If you have a praise report, come on. Anyone else with a praise report? All right. Anyone else? All right, let's go to our prayer request. Anybody with a prayer request this morning, we want to pray for you.
So to peace and pray for my head and my eyes, please.
Your eyes?
In my head. I have a prayer request this morning for Bishop William H. Bonner. We're going to be celebrating his 93rd birthday tonight at Greater Mount Hood in Aurora. And I ask that you all would pray for him. He's been a little ill, but doing great. They're going to celebrate 93 years of his life, 70 years of pastoring in Aurora. And I thank God for that. I'm asked to thank God for my two brothers who are now home from the hospital. I thank God for that. I thank God for him saving my son's life. Just a couple of days ago, it was some things that came up. But God blessed him, and he's still alive. He's still alive. He didn't let him go to where the enemy tried to push him. And I ask prayers for William Lacey, Johnny, and Joe, and especially for Bishop Bonner tonight as they celebrate that 93rd anniversary of his birthday.
Beautiful. All right, we certainly will, Dr. Lacey. Anyone else with a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucille.
And I'm
asking prayer for my aunties, Aileen and Aunt Maddie. Amen. Hospital, she had a stroke. And I'm asking the saints to pray for them. She called me yesterday while I was on the prayer line. My Aunt Aileen did. So I'm asking the saints to pray for them and continue to pray for me and my children.
And what was the first aunt's name? What was her name?
Aunt Maddie. Aunt Maddie and Aunt Rolene.
Oh, the other one. And the other one, I didn't get it again.
Aunt Morgan.
And Maddie and who?
Aunt Rolene.
Earlene. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else with a prayer request? We want to get them all.
I'd like to request prayer for Monique McFadden. She had an emergency C-section. She had a little girl. And I want to pray, ask prayer for the McFadden family, Sister Elder and Sister McFadden. They adopted this girl. They adopted three children, and they were kind of seniors when they adopted the children. and they raise them to be grown, and they do a good job. But I'm asking for strength for them, because when the girl comes home, I know that they're going to have to take care of this baby. And Mother McFadden does a good job of taking care of so many foster children, so many children that claim her for mother. So I want to ask the Lord to bless her with strength. And also I'm requesting prayer for my niece, Sandra Brown, who had a stroke.
Mm. My God. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. God bless you. I would like to place Mother Hazel Byers on the prayer list this morning.
We certainly will. That's Ambassador Betty. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Go ahead.
I would like to place.
I have one before you, Sister Johnson. Go ahead with your prayer request, okay?
Yes, this is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773.
We've been praying for you, Sister Riley. We hadn't heard you on the line. We've been praying for you, Sister Riley.
Yeah, thank you. I am requesting prayer for my daughter-in-law that's going up for a surgery this morning for cancer, and I'm also requesting prayer for my friend who has colon cancer. And her name is Vera. My daughter-in-law's name is Alicia.
Alicia?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll pray for them. All right. I take one more request. One more request. Anybody else? I got two of y'all talking. Okay, let's go one after the other. Who goes first? Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Brother.
Brother Johnson, okay. Go ahead.
I'm Jackson. I'm just asking prayer for you and First Lady and the whole prayer line and me and my family.
For you and your family, who else?
For you and First Lady and the prayer line and me and my family.
Okay. First Lady and me.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'd like to place Mother Hillary Smith and Mother Macy Martin on the prayer line this morning and the whole entire Johnson family. God bless you. Bless you.
Okay.
Okay.
Johnson family. Okay. God bless all of you. Amen. Excuse me, I'm getting somebody's moving around in the prayer line a lot there. Let me see. Ambassador Hagen, can you hear me? Can you do one of the prayers this morning? Sister Dolores Washington, can you pray? Amen. And I don't know if Ella Coates is on the line, but Ella Coates, can you pray this morning? Come on. In that honor, go ahead, Ambassador Hagen, if you would, close around, can you pray?
Oh, Father, we thank you right now. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We magnify your most glorious and righteous name. Father, we lift up your dear servant, Sister Dolores Washington, right now. Father, you heard her request. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, to send the Holy Ghost to her right now. In the name of Jesus, even as the Holy Ghost began to intercede for her, who's the greatest intercessor, that he intercedes on her behalf, Lord, down to the very core of whatever the need is. And we thank you right now, Lord, as you deliver and you bring on the results. Oh, God, we thank you because we have confidence in you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you will do what needs to be done. And we invite you and we give it to you now. And we thank you. We bind every evil force, every evil spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus. We confess the word of God. And we thank you for the victory. And we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace today. And Father, we bless you this day. Father, we bless you and give you the praise. Father, we bless you and give you all the glory. Father, we bless you, Father, and we worship your great and your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for being so good to each and every one of us. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us and caring so deeply for each and every one of us, God. Father, we bless you for your great goodness. We bless you for your great love. We bless you, Father God, for your great mercy towards us. Surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, Lord God, and we shall dwell in your house forever. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, and we give you all the praise, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We give you all the honor. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we magnify and lift you up. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship your great name this morning. There is nothing that you cannot do. With you, Lord, all things, everything is possible. And we look into you, Father God. We look to you for everything that we need. We look to you, Father, for everything.
Line muted.
Thank you, Father, for our health and our strength this morning. We thank you for lifting us out of darkness and placing us into your marvelous light. We thank you, Father, for fighting all of our battles. You said the battle belongs to you, Lord, and the victory belongs to us, Lord. We thank you for putting the enemy to flight in all of our lives this morning. We thank you, Father, that no weapon that is formed against any of us shall prosper because the enemy tries to come in like a flood. But, God, we are under the greatest protection plan, your protection plan, and that is hallelujah, Isaiah 54:17. Lord, hallelujah, when he comes in like a flood, Father God, you lift up a standard against him, and he can't touch us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for the secret place. We live, we dwell, we abide in your secret place, and you hide us from the eyes of the enemy. We are hidden from the enemy's prying eyes because we dwell in your secret place this morning. We thank you, Father, that we abide, we dwell, and we live under the shadow of your wings, Lord. You are our refuge, Lord. You are our strength. And we, as the prayer warriors this morning, we shout hallelujah, the greatest, highest praise, Lord. You keep us from snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. No trap, no snare, no trick, no scheme that the enemy can set. Hallelujah. Can capture us because you, Father God, hold us in your hands. Hallelujah. We're so thankful, Father. We're so grateful this morning. Lord, we give you the glory and praise. You are so faithful. You're so true. And we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweet frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand this morning. All other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. Father, we love you this morning, and we thank you for placing our feet on solid ground. You hold us up, Lord. On you we stand. We cannot fail. We cannot fail, for you, Father God, hold us up, and you, Father God, make us strong. And, Lord, we just thank you. We declare your greatness and your goodness today. We declare your awesomeness today. We declare you almighty today, because we declare you wonderful and magnificent. There is none like you, Lord, in all the earth. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You are God alone, and beside you there is none other. Blessing and honor and glory and power to you, Almighty. Blessing and honor and glory and power to you, Father God. You are everything. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. You are our shield. You, Lord, keep us on the right path. path. You, Lord, lead and guide our footsteps. And we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless your holy name. And we worship you, Father God. We worship you, Father God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship and bless your great and holy name. And Lord God, all of those, I didn't get all the names, Lord God, that was on the list this morning. We lift them up before you, Lord. You know their name. You know their frame. And you know what they're going through. And God, you are saying it is paid in full. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the prayer line say amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Elder Coates, if you're there. Heavenly Father, oh God, we thank you, oh, for what you've done already, what you're going to do. We know you're present, and God, you don't have time to waste. You're here for a reason. Come on this prayer line, because these people have become dear to you, just like the children of Israel became dear to you, and you did great things for them. Oh, God, call them your bride and your people. You're looking for people you can call by your name. And, God, these folks on the prayer line have gotten up to thank you and to praise you. Oh, and you're here for a reason. The Holy Ghost is here. Look on Sister Peterson. Touch her eyes and touch her head. And bless her, help her. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh. Daughter-in-law of that cancer and that severe cancer that's been trying to attack them. God, that you just somehow thwart that cancer demon and we cast it out. Don't let it be anywhere around. Heal her daughter-in-law. Heal Vera of cancer. I know you'll be a cancer killer. Yeah, cancer has a boss just like many people who work on jobs have boss. And the boss of cancer is you, Lord. You tell it when to go. And I'm asking you to tell it, speak to it. Dismiss it from any type of assignment in the name of Jesus. Praise you. God, we glory in you. Oh, God, we believe you. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for all your help, Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you look on, Brother Johnson, amen, in Indianapolis. Help her, Lord. Give her heart's desires. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Bless her, Lord. Touch her. Lift her up where she belongs. Oh, bless her, Lord. And then bless Lady Betty. Oh, First Lady. And remember me, I pray. Pray for the prayer line, that you would bless the prayer line in an ultra awesome way, too. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, look on Mother Edley Johnson, soldier of the cross. Give her strength, give her health, touch her body. Any pains, release them from her body and give her health and great strength. Look on Mother Harry Smith and Mother Macy Martin and my Johnson family. God, I'm excited what you can do and what you are going to do for Thomas Betts, Jr.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to bless and help there. And
yes, sir.
Help the Johnson family. Look on Brenda. Help her. And look on Albert. Help him.
Help him,
look on David. Help him. Look on Edna. Ooh. Help her, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Look on
Michael and help him. Oh, God, oh, God, look on Albert.
Wow.
Help him, all the Johnson family.
Oh,
yeah, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, and last but not least, remember me, I pray. Thank you. I'm asking you for divine wisdom that we might be able to be a blessing to the people. Now, God, thank you for everybody on the line and for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We move forward the weekend here. Oh, God, bless. Let them have a great and glorious weekend in you and do some spectacular and wonderful things for the people. In Jesus' name, bless us, God, in a special way. Let us have something wonderful happen to us today, and let the people have something wonderful to happen to them this day. We have not because we ask not. And, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, look on them and let them have something spectacular to happen to them today in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you for it. We just believe that no matter what problems that we face, that we encounter, thank you in the name of Jesus. I got a feeling it's going to be all right. And I believe that you're making it all right in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for it. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Give you the glory and honor. Ask all of this in the name of Jesus for the glory of God, for Christ's sake. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm going to leave the line open if you want to shout out for anybody or have something to say. The line is open to you. The line is open to you. God bless you. I send a shout out to all of you on the prayer line. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord
Dr.
keep
Johnson.
You.
Dr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Dr. Johnson.
Right. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you, Ambassador Fife.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I thought I was on mute. But I just want to remind everyone, have a wonderful weekend. And don't forget, today is Friday. So God bless you, and we know our obligations on Fridays. So God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and thank you for that. May the Lord bless all of y'all real good. May he keep you, make his face to shine upon you, give you grace and give you peace. Pronounce the final blessing, then may you be blessed, 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 blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Grab it. I did. Yeah, grab it. May I be blessed, 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 blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. In the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful weekend. I got a feeling that everything will be all right. God bless you.
Everything's going to be all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Y'all can send a shout out to anybody. God bless you.
Bless you and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, Dr. Bernard. Have a blessed weekend.
God bless you, Sister Washington.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Lady Guy. Y'all have a blessed weekend. I love you, and nothing you can do about it.
Love you too, Lady Guy. May you have a wonderful time down there in Florida with all that good weather. God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Love you, Lady
Guy. God bless you, Pastor, Sister Lucille.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. Line is open to you if you want to send a shout out to anybody.
Ambassador Pfeiffer sending a shout out to the entire prayer line and also to Sister Jennifer. I haven't heard from you in a while. Let me hear from you personally. God bless you.
Thank you.
be all right. I know you're moving. I know you're hurting inside. I know you're hurting inside my mind. But I'm here to tell you, joy comes from the morning. For God sent you back. He knows all about it. You might be broke. You might be in distress. You might have your friends to turn their back against you. You might have to raise your child all by yourself. But don't worry, it's going to be all right.
God bless you. Oh, Father, I pray for these who have remained that you bless them in a spectacular way. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them their heart's desires. Would you please, Master, do that? We'll give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine. Give them their heart's desires. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen. A wonderful weekend. God bless all of you.
Amen. Thank you.
You have one.
Have a good weekend, Pastor.
Rocky Johnson, you have a good weekend, too.
Thank you so much. Thank you for caring. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Don't y'all forget about the blog line tonight. 9 o'clock, we'll be doing that. The number is 646-595-2035. That's 646-595-2035. One more time. One more time. Got your pen? All right. That's 646-595-2035. That's at 9 o'clock Central Time, 2035. 9 o'clock Central. And we'll be hearing you on the blog line. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
A wonderful day, Pastor.
Thank you.
Wonderful day.
Thank you.